Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We should esteem the Word of God above everything, above life and breath itself, more than gold, more than money, more than food, more than the approval of man. Come on, are you listening? More than another day on this planet, above all. Why? Because everything that has been made was made by the Word of God. And what and who has saved you and I? The Word of God, Jesus. Somebody say, I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. I treasure the Word of God above all that I treasure. Hallelujah. Luke 8:18 says a similar thing. Luke 8:18, take heed, therefore, what? How you hear. He said, take heed what you hear and take heed how you hear. For whosoever has, to him shall more be given, and whoever has not, from him shall be taken even that which he seems to have. Well, why bring that up? Talking about how you hear. Whoever has what? And ask the Lord, why? Why have Phyllis and I been so privileged? We've been around, in my estimation, some of the greatest generals in God's army. Some of the greatest words, some of the greatest meetings. And not just two or three. Hundreds, thousands of messages and services. Why? It's not because there was anything special about Phyllis and I. After the natural, we're from podunk backwoods. Know nothing. It's the truth. And the Lord said to me, He said, I knew you, talking about she and I, you would value it. And then just a few weeks later, He added to me, He said, and I knew you'd do something with it. Well, that's directly connected to valuing it, right? Valuing it. Our life revolves around the Word of God. Is built on the Word of God. It is the solid rock. Amen. Knowing and being a doer of His Word is the rock your house is built on, so it doesn't move when the storms come. What's the difference? The Word. The Word. I know you've heard about the Word, but can you hear too much about the Word? Could you come up in another notch higher in your respect for the Word, in your esteem for His Word? We can. All of us can. And as soon as you do, your eyes are going to get more enlightened. Your ears are going to begin to hear more. You're going to hear things you didn't hear before. You're going to begin to understand things you didn't understand before. Anybody hungry for this?
Amen.
We're not waiting on God to decide to give us more. He's left it up to us. What we think of Him, how important He is to us, how much we treasure it. And to those who treasure it much, will be given more. Hallelujah. If we ever stop appreciating it, you start going backwards. You won't be able to hear it. You won't be able to see it. And people get to the point where there's nothing to this. I don't see it. I don't hear it. I don't feel it. Well, whose fault is that? It's like saying there's no electricity here. I don't feel anything. Oh, it's here. It's here. You can back up and put your hand over these receptacles on the wall and say, I don't feel anything. Ain't no power there. Oh, it's there. Whether you think it is or not. If you know how to connect to it and conduct it with your faith. In Matthew 10, are you still there? Good. Matthew 10 He said, Matthew 10:40, he that receives you receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. The Lord's very big on delegation. He takes it personally how you receive those he sends. Whatever you did or didn't do with them, as far as he's concerned, you did or didn't do it with him personally. We've not been as big on this as we should be. Saul, before he got born again, on the road to Damascus, when he saw the Master, what did Jesus say to him? Saul, Saul, why are you hurting my Christians?
No.
Is that what he said?
No.
No. What did he say? Why are you persecuting me? And I'm sure Saul thought, well, he said, who are you? What do you mean? Well, I haven't done anything to you. Oh, yeah, you have. And Jesus said, if you receive whoever I send, you receive me. And if you receive me, you receive the one, the Father, who sent me. Keep reading. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet. What if you don't even believe there are any prophets anymore? All that's passed away. None of the fivefold ministry gifts have passed away. Are we still in the church age? We still preaching the gospel? Well, then we still got apostles. We still got prophets. We still have evangelists. We still have pastors. We still have teachers. Saying someone's a prophet should sound no more strange to us than saying somebody's a pastor. Or an apostle. Should sound no different from us. And it's not about hanging a label on somebody. It's about the kind of ministry. The type of ministry. But if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, we'll receive what? Prophet's reward. Well, what if you just receive them as a man and nothing else? Well, then you're not going to get that. You just receive them as a Bible teacher. Well, you might get a teacher's reward, but you wouldn't get the prophet's reward. How you hear determines what you get back, what the word does for you, what the word does in you. We looked last week in Thessalonians where he said, 1 Thessalonians 2:13 or so, when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you didn't receive it as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which works effectually in you that believe. Why is the word of God working powerfully in them? Because they didn't just hear it as Paul talking.
That's right.
They said in their hearts and minds, what? This is the word of God. Another way of saying that. This is God speaking to us. Not making a big deal out of flesh, but making a big deal out of the word of God. Oh, come on, friends. Can you see this? He goes on to say in verse 41, Matthew 10:41, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. He that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. How we're receiving this person. And whoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. The reward is dependent upon and in degree of how you perceive and treat the person that the word is coming through. Oh, can you see this, saints? Go to Romans 10, please. Jesus also said, if they despise the one I send, they despise me. And if they despise me, they despise the one who sent me. The more spiritual we become, the more we perceive the realities of the Spirit. The more carnal you are, the less you do. You're just aware of the natural. That's why the people in Jesus' hometown, He could there do no mighty works. There's no manifestation of power. Why? They didn't receive His words. Because all they could see is Joseph and Mary's boy. Carpenter. Carpenter's son. And so they didn't esteem Him. And His words had little impact on them. If we value God, we value His Word. If we value His Word, we value the vehicle or the vessel that God used to get the Word to us. All of it is important to us. This is not about making much of flesh. It's about making much of God. And if you despise His vessels, you despise the Word. Though you might not mean to, you despise the one who spoke the words and sent the vessel. God takes it personally that you rejected Him. This is happening all over the world. Every one of us, our entire lives and our eternity is and will be the result of our response to His words. To His words. Did I tell you where to go? Romans 10. Y'all are sharp. You value the Word. Do you?
Yes.
You value the Word.
Amen.
Why do we have this church here? Why do we have the Word Production Center and the Word Supply? Why? Why do we spend millions of dollars on a regular basis to get this Word? Anointed Word, because it's by words the heavens and earth were created. It's by words that we exist. It's by words that men are saved. It's by words that men are healed. It's by words that men are delivered and set free. Not just any words, not just men's ideas, but the anointed words of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me